At the end of 2016, we took stock of a watershed year in the history of popular music. The unexpected loss of some of rock and pop's biggest stars knocked us all sideways and made us aware that an era was coming to an end. 2017 has only added to that sense of a chapter closing, with the deaths of some of the founding fathers of rock and roll, pioneers of new musical styles and legends taken before their time. 2016 ended with the shock news that George Michael, one of the most talented songwriters of his generation, had died on Christmas Day. He was only 53. George Michael began writing songs with his friend Andrew Ridgeley while at secondary school in Bushey, a suburb on the outskirts of London. They formed Wham in 1981 when they were only 18. George's ambition as a songwriter was clear to see when Careless Whisper was on the demo tape that got Wham signed.
He was a teenager when he wrote Careless Whisper. There are plenty of people in their late 30s who would struggle to write a song as brilliantly rounded and realised as that song is.
Legendary producer Jerry Wexler was initially hired to produce the track, but George thought the results weren't good enough, so he produced it himself. By 1986, George had outgrown Wham and quit the band to launch a solo career. With the album Faith, he left behind his squeaky clean image and embraced adult and sometimes X-rated themes.